I am still continuing with the ninth chapter, which is the chapter dealing with Sat, or the pure existence. We have seen how the pure reason perceives the stable, the stability, the reality which is unmoved. But we saw that from the point of view of the movement which has causal relationship in it, effect and cause, cause itself being an effect and a cause, until we reach a point where we say there must be a ground for the entire movement, and that itself must be uncaused. Now there is another way of coming to the same conclusion. I am doing this because even though from one point of view we arrive at this conclusion, it may be argued that the world does not consist merely of causal connection. You remember last time I gave you 14 elements, and the world consists of so many elements, and basically you should come to the same conclusion from the anything that you take up, and you should come to the same conclusion, then only your conclusion is absolutely established. Now I don't want that we should do all the 14, although it can be done. But at least two or three I should do with you, so that the same principle you can apply afterwards. Even here now, the second example I am taking, the same principle will apply, but it will also give out something more than what we got from the previous one. This time I take the aspect of time. The peculiarity of time is that the moment you look at time, you realize that there is always a before and an after. This is a speciality of the nature of time. And that gives you an idea of some kind of eternity. Eternity in which there is always a before and an after, a continuous which does not end anywhere. This is not the only meaning of eternity. There are many other meanings of eternity also. But this is one meaning of eternity, that which has no end or beginning. That is what we mean by eternal. It is eternity of the time movement, in which there is always before and after. Now when there is this before and after, we call it succession. So you might say time is succession of moments. This is the short definition of time that is very often presented. Time is succession of moments. Now, although this definition seems to be true, considering the kind of experience that we have, we speak of the arrow of time. It moves on and on and on in a movement of succession. Therefore, this definition of succession of moments is true in a certain sense in which we experience normally the time. But when you examine this nature of succession, you will come to some other conclusion, and which I shall now examine. If time were only a succession of moments, then between one moment and the other moment, there must be a break. Now, what is the nature of that break? Is it itself time? Or is it not time? If there is a succession of moments, then between one moment and the other there must be a break. Otherwise you can't say one moment is finished and the other moment has started. There must be a break. If there is a break, what is the nature of that break? If it is time, if it is time, then again it is succession of moments. Again there must be a break. Again in between the two moments there must be something which is either time or not the time, or not the succession of moments. Now if it goes on like this, then the game can go on infinitely. Anything that you see the time in between can be broken, because it is time is succession of moments. That is the definition we have taken. So if time consists of succession of moments, then this difficulty will come, and therefore it may seem as it were, before you can connect this moment with that moment, there will be infinite moments which can never be finished. If they can never be finished, you can't go from one moment to the other. So it seems that this particular movement, this kind of analysis or this kind of nature of time does not seem to be varied, because the second moment exists. If the second moment did not exist, you can say, alright, one moment is finished, and before the second one starts, there is infinity between the two. Eternity between the two, you can go on and on until the second moment comes into being. But that is not true. Second moment does come into existence. Therefore, the intermediate point cannot be time. Time understood in the sense of succession of moments. What then is that? That which is between one moment and the other, what is it? The answer that is given is that it is duration without succession. If there is succession, then the problem arises. So the answer is that in between the two there is duration, but not succession. So now we get the second definition, that time is basically duration. Which you can divide in any way you like. Time is duration, which you can divide any way you like, so that you can make succession in any manner you like. You must have seen, for example, that when you are in a very good state of mind, 1 hour passes away in a wink. There are other times when there is so much of boredom that even 1 minute looks like an hour. Now what is the reality? Is that time which you spend in a wink, was it really a wink? And the moment which is of boredom, in which even 1 minute looks like an hour, was it really an hour? The answer is that basically time is always duration, which you can make in the form of succession according to what is convenient to you. Now this is true only of our own ordinary consciousness, that even to our consciousness time runs faster or slower according to the consciousness that we have regarding what is happening, what is the duration. Whatever duration, it depends on your consciousness, how much is it long or short. Therefore it is said that there are two aspects of time. One is what may be called pure duration. A given moment which is given to you is a pure duration in which you don't distinguish between past, present and future. In a lovely company, 1 hour that you spend is like 1 moment. The whole 1 hour was 1 moment in which past, present, future doesn't exist in, as far as that time is concerned. So depending upon your state of consciousness, you can divide the duration into before and after according to your state of consciousness. And then there is a real succession of moments. So there is duration on which you mark out your succession according to your state of consciousness. Now this corresponds to the idea of the Vedic rishis, which say that time is 1 moment. According to the Vedic rishis' concept of time, time is 1 moment. It is we who, according to our convenience, break it into past, present and future. That is why the rishi has trikal drishti. Trikal drishti means the knowledge of the past, present and future. So in trikal drishti, the three times, past, present, future, are seen as 1 moment. But they can be divided into past, present, future in any way you like. So we have now seen two aspects of time. Time as duration, which consists of a moment which in itself has no succession, but on that canvas of duration you can mark out past, present and future according to your state of consciousness. So time in itself is simply a duration, not a successive duration. It is simply a duration on which you can mark out successions according to what you think, what is convenient to you.